Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Each and every show, we tee it up with our pals from Talk Radio News. Ellen Ratner joins us this time around. Ellen, first of all, before we dive into everything that is Washington and ISIS and ISIL and all that, I just wanted to say you and I were talking off the air and you were talking about the South Sudan. It's a great chance for you to plug Goats for the Old Goat, because I know that I've had several listeners that have purchased things, and including a goat, for somebody to help them. And I know you have other things as well. So,
well, we
you know,
have goats,
tell us about
we
it.
Have Swarovski Crystal Hearts. It's almost a little late, but we might be able to squeeze it in if somebody wants to pay an overnight. We have a beautiful crystal hearts made by women who have seen somebody killed in South Sudan. They're Swarovski crystals, so that's very cool.
Very cool.
I'm actually going to help them set up a psychiatric day treatment center over there, because all of their really sick patients are in jails because they don't have a psychiatric hospital in the entire state, and that is what I used to do in my last life.
Wow. So therefore, that would help so many of the people, right, obviously?
A lot of people. And, you know, they're just simple mental health things that people need to learn, like how to raise kids or whatever. I mean, a lot of it's not terribly difficult.
Right. All right. So we'll get a full report, I'm sure, when you come back, and tell everyone again, Goats for the Old Goat. Go there. It's very easy to find. If we talk about what was happening in Washington, it's about ISIS and Obama getting before the mics, and he had everyone with him, Chuck Hagel and Kerry and Biden, and talking about his requests to push this through Congress. But I don't think Congress is that receptive, right?
No, that's exactly the problem, that Congress is not terribly receptive. And, you know, we have a Congress that doesn't move because it is so caught. And, you know, saying I've been covering Washington as a press person, really since 1991, very actively since 1993. So a long time, right? 22 years very actively, sort of 2 years a little less active. And don't forget, we didn't even have voicemail till 1991. So people talk to each other a whole lot more. Well, that doesn't happen now. They're always on their social media or pumping something out. And that's exactly what they're doing. They're not, you know, maybe they're going to fundraisers. They always went to fundraisers before, but now there isn't that ability to really get together and talk. And I think that's what's causing this great divide.
Yeah, and people don't stay in Washington the way they used to, right? Because they're in and out real quickly, pretty much.
They are. I mean, people also come in, they fly in, you know, Monday night or Tuesday morning for a vote, and then they vote Tuesday night, Wednesday, Thursday, they're done. 3 days a week. Well, you can't establish relationships that way either.
Yeah, boy, I so agree. So then we talk about relationships with this whole Keystone Pipeline, the House sending Keystone to Obama, but that's going to be vetoed, right?
Well, yes, it is going to be vetoed. And there is, as I understand it, some disagreement between the House and Senate bill, but still, the president, they don't have enough to overcome a veto, so it's done.
Yeah. All right, Ellen Ratner, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
So one of the things that we were talking about there with Ellen, the biggest story is the fact that the president wants some money to go after ISIS. And, of course, Congress most likely not feeling the same way, as you heard Ellen mention there, her pulse on the situation. So the president in the news conference, as I described it, with everyone from John Kerry, the Secretary of State, to Joe Biden, his VP, to Chuck Hagel, standing strong with him before the microphone while he was talking and basically gave a 10-minute statement. He talked about the reason why we need to do something, and here's the beginning of that.
Good afternoon. Today, as part of an international coalition of some 60 nations, including Arab countries, our men and women in uniform continue to fight against ISIL in Iraq and in Syria. More than 2,000 coalition airstrikes have pounded these terrorists. We're disrupting their command and control and supply lines, making it harder for them to move. We're destroying their fighting positions, their tanks, their vehicles, their barracks, their training camps, and the oil and gas facilities and infrastructure that fund their operations. We're taking out their commanders, their fighters, and their leaders. In Iraq, local forces have largely held the line and in some places have pushed ISIL back. In Syria, ISIL failed in its major push to take the town of Kobani, losing countless fighters in the process, fighters who will never again threaten innocent civilians. And we've seen reports of sinking morale among ISIL fighters as they realize the futility of their cause. Now, make no mistake, this is a difficult mission, and it will remain difficult for some time. It's going to take time to dislodge these terrorists, especially from urban areas. But our coalition is on the offensive. ISIL is on the defensive, and ISIL is going to lose.
All right, you heard the prez. ISIL is going to lose. So heavy words and a lot of backup, as I said, by the brass. I'll call them the brass behind him, pushing limited combat ops against ISIS. So what does that mean ultimately? And this is the thing that we've been talking about. Would we invest in the quicksand of the Middle East and have some boots on the ground and just go slam, bam, and that's it? You're done. Is that what it is? What does limited combat operations mean? It's always scary when there's no definites and just broad strokes are applied to what the president had to say. Just opening the door. That was the gist of it. Asking Congress to formally authorize military force against the terror network. So at least here, it's not, I'm trying to go it alone. And this is a proposed resolution and a letter to Congress talking about the grave threat posed by ISIS, saying that if it's left unchecked, I mean, this is the United States homeland, and this is what he said. If left unchecked, ISIL will pose a threat beyond the Middle East, including to the United States homeland. Vowing to defeat the terror group. Difficult mission. Difficult for some time. So a little of what we know is limitations that would bar enduring offensive ground combat operations and let the authorization lapse after 3 years. So 3 years and that's it. The letter from Obama says it wouldn't allow long-term, large-scale ground combat ops like those conducted in Iraq and Afghanistan because there is no way anybody has a stomach for that. So that specifically spells it out. But the request does include no restrictions on where U.S. forces would pursue the threat. So what does that mean? To all ends of the earth? And the current military campaign, as we know, centers around coalition airstrikes. It's all the whole aerial stuff and not just the United States in Iraq and Syria. So it clearly allows for ground troops to engage in at least limited circumstances. What do you think, fair or foul? Are you on board with the press? Do you think Congress should say no way, no how, 855-266-5283 or jump in the fence. Jump it with us. We'll meet you there. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. increases, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make FreezeDryGuy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit FreezeDryGuy.com.
A lot of people with hurt feelings were getting over the president not mentioning that the kosher deli in Paris the other day was targeted because it was a Jewish deli, obviously. In fact, one New York lawmaker upset with the press proposed anti-Islamic state war resolution, saying, you know, that the fact that he said nothing about the threat that the group poses to Jews, and the reason the Republican Representative Lee Zeldin, the only Republican Jewish member of Congress, said that the omission the other day was so glaring, is that the president's proposed resolution to authorize military force notes the threat ISIS has posed to Iraqi Christians and several other groups, but yet the day before, nothing about the deli, just completely leaving out the fact that it was, that it had to do with the fact that it was a kosher grocery in Paris last month. It wasn't random. It was specifically aimed at Jews. And Zeldin is a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. He said there's no excuse for the omission, you know, this time around. And he says, I think when the White House is drafting a resolution for the authorization of force, that every single word, every phrase should be deliberate. It has to be. And Jews should have been included by the White House. Should have been included by the White House. I mean, well, certainly we know that. We know yesterday, that's what we were talking about, that the kosher grocery attack is obviously proof what the Islamic State jihadists are committed to doing. And one of them is going after Jews around the world. I don't think anyone disagrees with that. So now it's a question of not the crazy omission, the whole semantics and the jumping jacks. I call it vocal jumping jacks, but that's what they constantly end up doing at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Now it's about what will happen with this plan. Lindsey Graham, the longtime senator from South Carolina, says that Obama's Syrian plan, military plan, is unsound, that it's immoral. Unsound. Doesn't work. I'll tell you one thing. You cannot call him the anti-war president anymore. Not after what he had to say about ISIS. You know, there was that whole thing about him being anti-war, and certainly that's one thing you got to say. He's definitely not that now. What Graham says is it's ambiguous, which is what I was saying, that there was nothing specific in it. Okay, hey, give us 3 years, baby, and that's it. So it's not going to be like Iraq or Afghanistan. Yeah, right, because he's out of the White House. Whoever comes in inherits that ball of mess. And then they have to decide, what if we're in the thick of it and we just, like Vietnam, like Iraq, like Afghanistan, you just get pulled deeper in. You can't say that for sure. I don't think the intent in Afghanistan was to be there as long as we were, or frankly, Iraq either. I don't believe that. So by floating loose definitions, that is risky. I do agree with Graham. There's no enduring offensive combat role. So if Congress were to say, yeah, okay, we'll do military force, well, what does that mean? Well, we'll send how many soldiers? And then when is it too much? And then when do we decide, oh, yeah, there's that deadline. Because think about how much they've captured of Syria and Iraq. Think of the Sharia law they're imposing. Think of the executions and the hostages. Think of that. But this is a plan, loose as it is. This is a plan that's been sent to Congress, and the White House says it's their effort to come up with a compromise, that they got to come up with something. And this is on the heels of the death of the 26-year-old American aid worker from Prescott, Arizona, who was held hostage by ISIS. And then this is vowing justice for her killers, saying, yeah, no more. Now, Republican Senator John McCain, who, of course, represents the state where she was from, was pretty emotional when he kind of eulogized her on the Senate floor. I mean, it's what it was like when McCain was speaking about her. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez from New Jersey said that it's too opaque, the formulation, same thing. There's nothing specific, saying that's where the rub is. It's not clear if the proposal would cancel an authorization for the use of force that Congress approved before the terrorist attacks of September 11th, even in 2001. So I think there's some confusion. It's like a Rubik's Cube as to what is this particular request by the president. I mean, so far, the press has relied on congressional authorizations that President George W. Bush used to justify military action after 9/11. He said last year he had the legal authority necessary to deploy more than 2,700 troops to train and assist Iraqi security forces and to, conduct airstrikes. Some Democrats concerned about a three-year timeline, which is what I say, because that timeline could get pushed out and then he's gone. It leaves it for the next president to inherit this ball of nonsense. And what are they going to do? They'd be free to do whatever they want on the ground, I suppose. But, what are they voting on? Would they vote on this? I mean, usually we've seen more unilateral action. But now we've got this barbaric, crazy threat. So Congress has to decide. It has to have bipartisan support. I think that's really important here. I mean, you'll have some that won't vote or whatever, aren't present. But I think it has to have bipartisan support with whatever they do with this. What is the military strategy? How do we enable victory? I mean, isn't that the goal, ultimately? If I'm a general, isn't that what I'm doing? I'm strategizing. I want to put my men in the best situation to win the fight, not to placate or do a little damage. There's no do a little damage. It's annihilate. We need to annihilate ISIS. Tell us how to do that or get close to it. And so now, because of Kayla Mueller's death, that certainly has complicated things. And because of what we're hearing with the recruiting efforts for ISIS, we know. And we don't have to be told that they'll stop at nothing, especially upon kidnapping whoever they happen to kidnap. And usually it's these innocent aid workers. So I'll be very curious as to what happens when Congress really starts to look at this. I mean, are they going to grant the use of force? Are they going to grant the use of force? And I think a lot of them would say no. Is he, you know, Congressman Pete King says he's abdicating responsibility. He's pushing it over. Well, you can't have it both ways. You either want Congress involved in this, as they haven't been involved in so many other things involving terror in the Islamic world with at least this administration. You either want them in or you don't. And I think the war authorization, actually, from presidential powers, if you look at it, it would have a check on what the president does. Because then it's in Congress's hand, or in their hands, if that's the way it goes, legally speaking. But committing something temporarily, that could be troublesome. 3 years, I mean, 3 years in the Middle East is a nothing burger, as we know, because we have just had two huge, huge engagements in Iraq and Afghanistan. So who's to say that's not going to change here? Again and again, the resolution was repeated saying it doesn't authorize long-term, large-scale ground combat ops like those our nation conducted before. But still, I ask you, it's pretty murky, isn't it? It's like spelling, it's like picking letters out and trying, and when you're desperate, and trying to put them on the Scrabble board. It really is. It's craziness. All right, a shocker car accident taking the life of somebody who I thought was an incredible journalist. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Yeah, the familiar ticking sound of 60 Minutes. If you watch 60 Minutes at all, then you might have seen some of the incredible reports from Bob Simon, who covered just about anything you can imagine and did it with such grace and such elegance and really knew how to turn a phrase. He covered the Vietnam and the Gulf Wars. He died Wednesday in a terrible car accident in New York. He was 73. He was actually a passenger in a car that was hit. As for 60 Minutes, Jeff Fager, the executive producer, said it's a terrible loss for all of us here at 60 Minutes and CBS News. It's such a shock, and it was such a shock. It happened just before 7 o'clock in the evening, and the fact that they lost him in a car accident, this is a guy who's escaped incredible situations, truly without exaggeration, as a journalist, and put himself in some risky spots, no doubt, and we've seen it. We saw the reports. He had a news career that spanned 50 years. He got tons of awards. It wouldn't even be worth mentioning because there were so many of them. Just great at telling a story. Just great at writing a story. Knew how to tell a story. I mean, that was it. And this is how sad this is. He was in the back seat of a Lincoln Town Car. And by the time, you know, when they got there after the accident, he was unconscious and didn't respond. He had injuries to his head and to his to his torso, according to the police. They took him to the hospital. Of course, he was pronounced dead. The driver in stable condition, and the town car collided with another car at a red light. And then it hit something else and dividing the traffic by being pushed out. So, I mean, this is a guy who you've got to think about it. It's what I call the historical oracles in our lives because he knew so much. He joined CBS in 1967. He was a reporter and an editor, and he reported from everywhere in the world. I mean, just, and you know, I said I wasn't going to mention his awards, but how do you, 27 Emmys. That's incredible. 27 Emmys. And then really the standard of excellence for so many is an award called the Peabody's, and he won 4 of those. And he was captured in 91. I mean, this is real. He was captured in 91 by Iraqi forces at the start of the Gulf War. And he and 3 of his colleagues spent 40 days in prison. They were in prison. And so sad that he and his wife had a daughter, and the daughter was actually a producer for 60 Minutes. So because we live in the 140-character world and people immediately take to Twitter, Larry King said, "So sorry to learn of the passing of Bob Simon. He was a great reporter and a wonderful man. A frequent guest of mine. So sorry to hear this. RIP." Gilbert Gottfried, the comedian, said, "I never met him, but it feels like I knew him after all those years of watching 60 Minutes. RIP Bob Simon." And see, that was the thing. He was the ultimate, ultimate storyteller, you know, without a doubt. Whether it was lighter fare or he was reporting on something that, like war, something that was serious, something that was investigative, he did it so well. And especially now where this has been a wild week and a half with everything that has happened with Brian Williams and NBC News and the conversation about reporting and anchoring and what a news person is. He was that guy. He was that, without a doubt, he was that journalist. He was that journalist. So RIP Bob Simon. I appreciate the reporting that you did. I know that I watched many, many, many of his stories. And later in the show, we'll talk about some of those, my favorites, that Bob Simon reported on. Coming up at the tail end of this hour, dumb things I shouldn't have done. Have you ever done anything dumb? Leave a cake in a car on a hot day and it melts? Forget to take something out of a car and it stinks? Oh yeah, I've done that one. Left the wash in the washing machine because you ran off to go do something else and it was a load of towels, came back and they were unbelievably stiff. You're just kind of trying to pull them out. Then you got to do the rewash thing, or hopefully you do the rewash thing. Oh, I've been there. So you have some funny things, and every single week the mailbox is filled with funny things. If you've done something dumb, just mark it dumb things. Send it to me at americatonight.net. americatonight.net. Here's something Bob Simon would have been interested in for sure. Is what's going on in this American sniper trial. It was a wild day because Chris Kyle's widow was on the stand and broke down a little bit describing the last time she saw him, and that's so sad. Taya Kyle, very emotional in her testimony, and can you blame her? It's been just a couple of years. And then listening to what the defense attorney had to say, really trying to push this whole insane thing and the PTSD with this Marine killing Chris Kyle with 5 shots to the back and 1 to the head. That would be very difficult to be sitting there. It's Eddie Ray Ralph who is on trial, and it's a capital murder trial. This was February of 2013 when Chris Kyle was killed and his friend was killed. Chad Littlefield as well, so both of them. And Littlefield was shot 4 times in the back, once in the hand, once in the face and once in the top of his head. Oh, my, oh, my. And they are talking about on the day of the killings already in court, they talked about this, that Ralph had been drinking and smoking pot before, you know, that had happened, before he was out on the range. And Taya, his widow, told the court that she was worried when her husband didn't respond to her text because he always did. And she kept texting, and heard nothing, and then, of course, got the phone call. And while she was on the stand, and as I said, she was pretty emotional, and it must have been tough for her to be in that situation. She had her husband's dog tags in her hands when she was giving that testimony. It'd be interesting to see, certainly as we follow the wheels of justice and how they turn, whether or not he's found guilty and whether or not he's given the death penalty, or the lawyer adequately says that he was insane and that's what it was, and some different fate awaits him. But good for his widow. And also Chris Kyle's mother testified, and it had to be, you know, pretty tough to sit there and look across and see him, frankly, because of how much that they have, you know, that family has lost. She was widowed early, and they had two young kids, and they are without their father. Because this is a guy, while people are criticizing the movie The American Sniper and criticizing things about Chris Kyle, this is a guy who not only serves four tours, but comes back and decides, you know what, this is lousy with what's going on with the vets. I can talk to them. I can relate to them. They're missing limbs. They're missing life. I'm going to do something about it. And he did. He helped a lot of people. And unfortunately, he helped one that turned on him in a very dramatic way. Because five times in the back and the head, wow. I mean, this was pure on anger. Or so it seems. But what will the jury say? What will the jury say is the key. First, the decision, and this is after going through the process, of course, and then whether or not it's going to be a death sentence or not. And some people think that it doesn't, the death sentence is really, doesn't do anything, that let somebody stay in prison for life, but I don't know. And maybe I'm old school about this, and it doesn't match some of my other ideals, but because, and probably because I've seen this in action in some situations with some heinous things that have happened to people and their families, I do believe in some instances of, you know, in the death penalty. I mean, ultimately, is it a deterrent is a whole different kind of conversation. And it seems that there is a great big push to kind of abolish that whole idea of the death penalty. But right now it's alive and well. And in this situation, Eddie Ralph could end up being killed for taking the lives of Chris Kyle and his friend, Chad Littlefield. That could happen. And this may be a trial that goes a couple of weeks and doesn't necessarily wrap up quickly. That would not be surprising, let's put it that way. Very sad. I really don't believe it's political. I mean, I don't understand the argument over Kyle anyway and throwing politics into it. It's just a question of, I mean, it's just a question of what you think should happen, because he admitted to the shooting and the killings. There's no question about that. But it's whether or not was he insane at the time? Was he out of his mind enough to say, yeah, he's just not right, or no, he's got to answer for this crime, period, end of story. Dumb things I shouldn't have done? Oh, yeah, got a ton of them. That's coming up here with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight. We'll be right back.
alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Feel it. For today, if you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to us. And it feels so good, it's like you walk in the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's right. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it.
Welcome back to the tail end of this hour of America Tonight. KD hanging with all of you across this great nation. I say it all the time, but isn't it true? We all do dumb things. The key is, if it's a really, really dumb thing, not to repeat it. Because sometimes you get in trouble with these dumb things. And it's starting to get interesting, some of the things that people are sending me. So on that note, let's check out dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Dum, 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 dum.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, you can't get fooled again.
Dum, 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 dum.
I'm dumb.
Oh, that was vintage Bush there. He jokes about that too, by the way. All right, this first one, Mac in Florida. Who says, Kate, I feel kind of like I'm revealing something I shouldn't say on the air, because anybody listening that I know will know immediately it was me. I was having a good time, let's say, at my best friend's wedding. I was the best man. And perhaps I hit the bottle a little bit too much beforehand, and the drink was flowing, shall I say. Needless to say, I tried to do a little bit of a slide when I was on the dance floor. A wedding cake was nearby, the wedding cake, and I fell into it, knocked it over, and destroyed the cake. Oh, that would be awkward. There is no, the bride cuts the cake, the bride cuts the cake. Hi-ho, the cherry-o, the bride cuts the cake, because Mac's wearing it, Mac's wearing it. Oh, that would be bad. Oh, how do you make up for that? Unless the people are just so good-natured that they're just like, you know what, oh well. It's too big a part of the ceremony, especially it sounds like this was indoors and it was a little more formal. I mean, regardless, oof, that may be one of the all-time best ones on this show. Joseph in Texas wasn't worried about cake. He also slipped, however. Joseph said, Kate, I was in a full-on suit. I was running around, had a job interview. We have a pool in our backyard. I've been around it many, many times, cleaned it, know exactly where my footing should be at all times. Naturally, I fell face first in the pool in my brand new suit. So needless to say, I never really made it to the job interview. It was a job I was really interested in. I had no shot at it after that. See, here's what you should have done. Taken a selfie of you in a soaking wet suit and then said, don't you want someone like me who can tell you the truth about why I'm not there to come and work for you? It truly is the dog ate my homework. Because you have a legitimate excuse, but the real dog ate my homework, not the fake. So, slipping in the pool. Someone in my family did that. In fact, that's happened twice to people in my family. Not on a job interview and not, you know, full on in the whole suit thing. Ooh, that would be nasty. The shoes, the socks, peeling that off, the tie, I'm assuming. Ooh, that's pretty bad, too. All right, this one from Robert in New Hampshire. Kate, just started listening to the show. We're liking it up here. I think the dumbest thing that I ever did, you know when you're just absolutely starving? Uh-huh. And I got a pizza. I picked the pizza up, got into the car, was really excited, got home. Of course, I have to park in front of my house, have a kind of a little bit of a walkway, had the pizza in my hand, and unfortunately flipped it over. Kind of when I tripped a little bit. I didn't fall, but I had a tremendous trip. The pizza flipped out of the box, splat on the ground. And I know there's a 3-second rule, but it doesn't really work for the pizza on my junky sidewalk. So I crawled back into the car, went back to the pizza place, and the pizza place had just closed. And they were out of there like lightning because I had gone with just enough time really to spare. I thought maybe I'd get lucky and get back there. Oh, that's depressing. I know what that feels like. Oh, you're starving, haven't eaten for however long, and it doesn't matter what it is, right? Whatever it is that you're craving, there's those craving things, and you're craving a pizza, and then you get it, and then you drop it, and you can't recover it. Run back, but really know in your heart you're probably too late. So what do you do then? You're just craving pizza? I mean, really, your only alternative would be to go to a supermarket that would be open late and get one of those frozen pizzas. It wouldn't be the same thing. And I guess I would recommend the I'm trying to think who has a good pizza. California Pizza Kitchen. If you get California Pizza Kitchen, I mean, it's still a frozen pizza, but it's not bad. If you were craving, it would be okay. Wouldn't be the same thing, especially I'm thinking New Hampshire. It wouldn't be the same thing as the cheesy, runny pizza you were probably had and dumped. But there's no way. I don't know about the 3-second rule anyway. It has to be like on a clean floor. Because think about it, bare feet. I mean, I don't want to give you all the gory details, but I keep seeing all these things about germs. I don't know. The 3-second rule might be gone. Frankly, might be gone from our lives, abolished, unless you're a baby and you dump like a carrot on the floor and the mother picks it up, you know, your mother picks it up right in time or something. Maybe that works. Okay, this one from Bo, who says, Kate, I have never emailed the show. I have listened. I've downloaded the show. You cracked me up, girl. Okay, so dumb things I shouldn't have done. I got a bunch of them, but I wanted to do one that I think people could relate to. And I've done it several times. I probably did it when I was a kid. Certainly as a male adult, I have done it. I got a crazy household. I've got three kids under the age of five. So we're always running around, bedtime stories, exhaustion, come home, you know the drill, and then plop in the bed, wake up, boom, the alarm, start to hustle off the kids, the whole thing, getting ready. How often have I found myself when I've been at work where I look down, and in fact, people have called me on it, and that's how I first started to notice I did it. I have two different color socks on. Yep, the ultimate brown and black sock. It doesn't really work. Yeah. I think I'm sure I've done that. I'm sure I've done it, but it's probably been a long time because I'm more sockless now since I live in a warmer climate. But yeah, I mean, I can remember doing it. But usually there was like jeans or something covering it up so you could kind of hide it. But I think if you're a guy and you have like those hose socks that you wear with whatever your dress shoe is, if it's that kind of an office, and that's what I'm assuming he's talking about, then your pants, you know, they'll go up when you sit down and you can see you could see clearly if the socks are different colors. Yeah, that'd be pretty bad. I saved this one, too, because it kind of went along with that. This one from Susan. Kate, I've just started listening to the show. I've been emailing you a couple of times. Yes, you have. And I have to tell you about my dumb thing I shouldn't have done. My dumb thing was I went to work with my blouse on backwards. So I walked around all day, and would you believe nobody said anything to the tail end of the day, and it was quite obvious that the shirt was on backwards. I don't know how I did it, and I don't know how I didn't notice it. It almost looked like I was in a straitjacket. How do you not notice if you're in a straitjacket, a.k.a. blouse? And nobody tells you, hey, is that a new trend? Is that a new style? I think that blouse is supposed to be the other way around. Now, I don't know what the blouse looked like, and I'm just kind of imagining things, but there are blouses where it buttons in the back, or it used to be, too, where you had the collars. So that would kind of make sense, although if you put it the other way around, it would look funny. I can see how you can miss buttons, but I don't know how you put it on completely backwards. Hey, these were great. Keep them coming. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. Heidi ho, everybody.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.